You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. Holy, lift your hands and pray for the Holy Spirit. Everybody, pray for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us, be in our lives, be in our hearts. Lift your two hands to the Lord. Everyone praying, Holy Spirit, guide me, help me, bless me. Show me the way, Lord. Pray. I need you to pray. Holy Spirit, help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Be with us. Fill our lives. Fill us. Lift your hands and say, Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill me. Fill me, O Lord. Fill me, O Lord. Mando sebele. Pray for the Holy Spirit. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let your presence fill this house. Oh Lord, let your presence fill my heart. Lift your hands to the Lord. Let his presence cover on to you. Father, we thank you. Let your presence fill this house. Let your glory fill our hearts. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We appreciate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may our lives never be the same again because we came. Send your word and heal everyone, Lord. Heal us. heal our hearts, bless our lives, in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted a very loud amen. Why don't you clap your hands for Jesus? Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Get excited. Get excited. Hallelujah. Jesus is real. If you believe that Jesus is real and that Jesus is here, then get excited. Get excited about Jesus. Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. He's real. And he's here. He's real. Jesus is real. And Jesus is here. Jesus is real. And Jesus is here. Jesus is real. And Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that as we were mentioning Jesus and jumping and yelling, you know what was happening? You know, Philippians chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible says that at the mention of the name Jesus, you see, you don't know. Look, do you know what? If you are supposed to die at 11:20, because we have shouted the name Jesus, it will even be shifted to wait, you have not heard it. Listen, you are shouting, you've not heard what I'm about to say. You see, that's the thing. Oh, you come to church, you must listen. You're supposed to listen to what I'm about to say. I'm trying to give you a revelation about Jesus. If you are supposed to die at 2:21, because of the name Jesus, it's like it's not possible for you to die at that time. It must be shifted to 2:22. That means you have had grace, extra space. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the name Jesus alters whatever negativity is meant to happen in your life. If it is meant to be that you are supposed to die today, because Jesus has come in, and because Jesus has been mixed with the situation, by all means, you must go past that today. It must be tomorrow or tomorrow next or next year. I don't know whether you are excited about Jesus. I don't know whether you are excited about Jesus. I am excited. Yes. The Bible says that at the mention of the name Jesus, that's what you have to do. Shout it. You are sitting there. You have a problem. You won't shout. You are just standing there. You are just standing there. Tell you, your life will never be the same again. I said you will never be the same again. This morning, I'm preaching about top Bible curses. Hallelujah. And I shared with you about curses, and I said a curse is like a picture. It's a negative picture. Do you understand it? A curse is a negative picture of sorrow. What is a curse? It's something that you don't want. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 3, the Bible says that, and there shall be no more curse. That is the end, okay? But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And the Bible says, and his servants shall serve him. You will serve the Lord. I said, you will serve the Lord. Yes, serving God. People are not serving God because maybe there's a curse operating in your life. Look at that. You see people who are running away from God. There's something wrong. There shall be no more curse. It's like, and the people shall serve the Lord. Let every curse die in your life and begin to serve God. Serve God. Serve God. Look. Serving God. We are not serving God for money. Tell somebody we are not serving God for money. You are looking for money. You like money. Tell your neighbor, you've become a lover of money. You are looking for money. They're not serving God for money. What about people who have money? They are serving God because they don't have money, but they are serving God. They don't need money. They're not looking for money. So become a servant of God, a real servant of God. And show that there's no more curse. Show it that there's no more curse. In the midst of whatever need, serve God. Say, I'll serve God. Serving God is serving in his house, working, doing something. Everybody, this church, we are a working church. That's how we have been. If you take that out of this church, all of us will backslide. We'll backslide in the next 3 months. Yeah. And that's why many people are backsliding. You don't even know you are backsliding. You are backsliding. Because you are not serving. You are sitting. You can be here in church. You are not serving. You are just sitting. You are just watching. You are just complaining. You have time to tell us of all the problems that we have in the church. All the things that we have not done. But there are some things we have not done. Definitely. We can't do everything. Just about we can't do everything. This is the truth. And ask your neighbor, have you done everything? You ask your assistant, have you done everything? So why are you telling us that we have not done everything? Have you finished doing everything? You in your house, have you finished cleaning your house? Why are you telling us that we've not done that? Why? You know, fine. Tell somebody, no, fine. Every day you are telling us of the bad things that are around us. We know we are bad. Tell somebody, look, I know I'm bad. The grace of God has brought me here. Who is telling us of bad things and all that? We know. Yes, we know. So, serving God shows that there's no more curse. You know, but the truth is that there are curses around. And the Bible says that there shall be no more curse. That means there's a time that the curse will be completely erased. Have you heard of that movie, Eraser? The current guys, they've not watched Eraser. It's an old movie, Eraser. Huh? Eraser. It's a movie. Whatever has come to erase your life, we curse it in the name of Jesus. Now, what a curse, is a kind of adversity or misfortune that befall people. It's something that is not good. Misfortune, adversity. Whatever is meant to be an adversity in your life, we bring it down in Jesus' name. I hear Reverend Eric preach last week about despise not prophesies. What's it? Amen. Cry unto minka. Aden. What problem? Cry any then. Ask your neighbor. What's your problem? What's your problem? No. What's your problem? I want to ask what your problem is. As you can't say amen. Mister, I was telling somebody. I said, do you think everything will come to you? This life, nothing is coming to you. If you don't go for it, nothing will come to you. Write it down. 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 Even in countries that are advanced, nothing is coming to you if you don't go for it. Look, last December I was in Singapore and I was with a Singaporean. I was with a Singaporean. As I was talking to her, she took me out for lunch. You see, with her husband, and we were talking. And she told me, she said, "You see, this is a country that has provided for their people. You have a place to stay. You don't need to be because you can't build there." You can't buy land. Even to buy a house is expensive. If you want to buy a car, the money you need, you need a certificate that can make you buy a car. To buy a normal saloon car like Toyota Corolla, you may have to you may need to get a license or a certificate of about between $15,000 or $20,000 before you buy the car. For almost that much. Yeah. That's a country. It's a very wild country. So if somebody has a car, there's money. You pay. That's a security for 10 years. After 10 years, if the car is bought, and that means that's the 10 years. That's why they say that when a car stays for a number of years, they can't stay there. They must move out. And so when you are going to buy another car, you need another certificate. That's the country I'm talking about. Wild country. A certificate of... The driver told me, he says, $20,000 now. See, the increase is now $20,000. Singaporean dollars, which is quite close to. You can bring it to like $15,000. Before you buy the car, at the amount and the cost of a car, a normal car that everybody buys. That's how it is. Mm-hmm. Now, she said to me that where she works, they have written something on the wall. Do you know what they've written? He says, although they provided whatever, say they've written on the wall, Singapore owes you no living. That means don't tell somebody that you are the cause of my problems. He said, oh, the Singapore owes you no living. That's what she told me, that, oh, it's there at her workplace. It's a statement that utiwa. Na sa wusi wuti hose enfa nyama mbrewa emba. Se wusi wusi amen kwa wuntu minka. I want to tell you that you will die in your problems. Because even amen is difficult for you to say. You find it difficult. You are still sleeping from the sleep that somebody woke you up this morning because we prayed at dawn. You see, you still feel that you should sleep. We brought the sleep to chair. You can't say amen. Nobody owes you any living. Tell somebody, nobody owes you any living. Yeah, yeah. Nobody owes you any living. This wealth, be there. You'd be surprised. Nobody owes you what? Any living. Nobody owes you any living. If you don't get up to go for it, it will never come to you. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Whatever adversity has been sent to you, we curse it and bring it down. Bring it down. Look, it's real. Hey, a curse. Curses are real. See, it is not when the person is lying down sick. There are so many things that are adversities. So many things. Misfortune. It's like you were not fortunate. Misfortune means what? You were not fortunate. You are not fortunate in the exam. It was left with one. You could have passed, but you got 49. Misfortune. 49. You are just not fortunate. You are just not fortunate. Hey! May you be fortunate from today. Hey! Charlie! The day you arrive, they said they want only 5 people. Every day they've been taking 20. The day you arrive, they say 5 people. You two are number 19. Hey! What kind of misfortune is this? What kind of misfortune is this? It's a type of what? Adversity or misfortune. That's a curse. Are you there? You don't like the message because I'm not preaching for long. I've told you, when I'm preaching for long, I'll tell you. Huh? A curse is to be sentenced to demotion or inferiority. Demotion. That's why I will always say, you see, whatever we have, as a church, we should be growing. If we are not growing, it's like there's something is operating that is strangulating us. Trying to bring... We will not be strangulated as a church. Say amen. Yeah. If you can see the dancing stars, you see how they are growing? You can see that there's prosperity in the dancing stars. Hey! There's a blessing. I'm saying something. You see, we have to see when something is some way. We have to see it as a challenge. Something is happening. We have to arrest it. Whatever is the problem. That's how things get spoiled. See, that the thing is not going in a particular way. Yeah. And you'll be sitting down. You don't know what's happening. It's happening before your eyes, but you see, you are not arresting it. You can't arrest it. See, let me show you how it works. It is like your currency, the dollar rate is 1 to 6. You see, before you realize it has gone to 1 to 7, you don't arrest it. Before you realize it has changed to 1 to 7. And the next few weeks, it has become 1 to 8. So, it will be okay. Nothing, we will feed the one. Before you realize it, it's 1 to 9. Before you realize it has jumped from 9 to 1 is to 11. Before you realize it, it's 1 is to 13. Before you realize it has gone to 1 is to 15. 1 is to 15. And now you can't bring it back. You can't. It's very difficult. It's not possible. You can't see. It's happening before your eyes. Your money has been slashed into two. It's a demotion. There's something wrong. In a country that when their value, it went down by some point something. They changed so many things. The whole world knew of it. And you can see it has gone back. And somebody cannot arrest. Somebody has been able to arrest points. And you are falling freely into whole digits. And you can't see anything wrong. There's something wrong, my dear. Tell somebody there's something wrong. That's how things get spoiled. You'll be watching it as it's going down. You'll be watching it. Your life is just ebbing away. Ebbing away. We'll say. We'll cut down. But you can't see it. May the Lord make you see what a curse is in your life. Yeah. It's happening. Sentence. May you not be sentenced to demotion. If we watch our currencies, like our currency has been sentenced to be demoted. Charlie, serious. What
I don't know. You know, by you too, you have a currency. Your money is being sent. Perhaps your finances has been sentenced to demotion. Hey! Onya! Usika sabin ye. Ask your neighbor, usika sabin to say. Pisano! Pisano! Usika sabin to say. Enye! Chale, enye! Aze! Chale, something must happen. Oh, I tell you, sentence to demotion. You have to open your eyes and say, no! There's a curse happening right here. Every curse in your finances is being reversed in the name of Jesus. The next thing, what a curse. You see the picture. See the picture. I want you to understand the picture. It's a picture. Right? It's a picture you must have. Hey, what's happening? I did a former echo. Why? One could say a candela. Or nan kofum. A curse is like a candle, you know. It's burning down. It's just burning everything down. Hey! Yo. Number three, I'll give you just three. Another picture that you must be careful. Watch it in your life. Watch it. Look at it, your life. And see. Huh? To be cursed is to have continual sorrow. Continual sorrow. Your life is repetitive and has continual sorrow. Frequent, unrelenting sorrow that is always coming. Charlie, you're always sad. You know, what I've realized is there's not money that will make you sad. Many people are very sad outside. Ghana, there's a lot of suicide in these rich countries like Japan and Switzerland and these areas. Singapore is very nice. How many of you would like to be in Switzerland? Very beautiful place. Beautiful. It's one of the beautiful places to be. So there's some beauty in the place. It's a beauty. Very nice place. It has mountains. Very nice. You see the snow on the mountains. You sit and your mind will work. When you were watching it, that air has entered your mind. You know, you need air to sometimes go through the mind so that your mind will be ventilated. Otherwise, your mind is full of darkness. Smoke. It's only smoke in your brains. You have to see certain things. Very beautiful. But what is there? There's a lot of sorrow there. You can be in a very nice place, but you are very sad. I'm telling you something. It's not money. It's not like when you have money, everything is okay. It can be a nice place, but you are very sad. Be in a nice place. You are not even enjoying the nice things that are available. Yeah. You are not enjoying. Very beautiful place. You wouldn't enjoy what is there. As you can see the mountains, you say, oh, what are these mountains? Because what are these? What are all these? What are all these? May sorrow depart from your life. Yeah. Yes. Listen. When God cursed Eve, what did he say? Huh? I will greatly multiply your sorrow. It's a curse. That thing that makes it repetitive. Recurring. They have been multiplied. Instead of one, you have 1,000. So when one finishes, the other one, all the 1,000 must manifest. So the first one has come, the second one must manifest. Meanwhile, if you had just two, you have managed with the two. But somebody has 1,000. So you have to manage 1,000 different sorrowful situations. The first one you have there. Somebody has finished dealing with the three and they are okay, they are smiling. You have 900 and something more. Hey! When will you finish solving all these sorrowful situations? Unrelenting situations of sorrow in your life is reversing now in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And that is the picture that I want you to see about what a curse is. These are the things. Sorrow. What is making you sorrowful? There's always unhappiness in your life. You're not happy. You're not happy at work. There are people who are walking about it. They are carrying baggages of sorrow. When they go to work, they are not happy. They are complaining about everybody in the office. When they come home, they are complaining about everybody in the house. When they move out, everything you see is negative. When you see somebody say, well, look at her. She's sleeping with people. That's why she has a car. You can't, you see, there's something. So you are not happy. There's unhappiness in you. Yeah. You can be happy. You can be happy. I tell you, you can be happy in the midst of your problems. Just that there's a curse. That's why you can't overcome your problems and be happy. Be happy. Look. I can remember a day. I didn't have money. The reason why I remember is that I tried to remember and I was like, why am I not sad? Because I didn't have money and I was hungry. But I was so like At a point, I ask myself, why am I not unhappy? Why is it that I should be unhappy, but I'm not unhappy? The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Because when the curse is not there, he says that, rejoice again, I say rejoice. It's there. It will be. You will rejoice again. It has nothing to do with what you have. Yes. I'm not happy. There was a period. I remember a particular period. I didn't have money. You know, as a pastor, I didn't have money. You know, as a pastor, if you have gone through pastoral things, you must come to the place where you don't have money one day. Money for myself. Look, I was eating 5 minutes. Do you know 5 minutes? And the 5 minutes, I don't know. That is when I realized that they had planted. 5 minutes is called what? Cry in English. No. There's cocoyam and there's what? The soft one is 5 minutes. Yeah, in Chibu. But then the English name is what? There's cocoyam. The type of yam. Now, it's in Chibu, but the English name. Let me preach your English. It's in the English word. See, we are handicapped with English words. Have you realized? We don't know much. We have to allow ourselves to say we don't know much. So listen, Inchable. You know that. All right. So listen. So that's when I realized that they had planted that where I was there. I saw that near there was a stream. So they had planted. I didn't know they were planted, but when I started getting hungry, then I realized that, there's food here. I'm sure my mom has forgotten, but I ate it and she told me, I said, I've been eating this very nice. I said, hey, tubunazio. I don't know. Then later I heard that there's something associated when you eat a lot of that. Yes. Don't worry. You don't know. So don't eat it. You have to eat it and. But I was just eating it. What is wrong with that food? It's available. God has provided. I eat it. I eat it, and that's it. I had red oil, and I had pepper. I would just mix it, cook it, and that was all. There was no fish in it. Look, you know, that the reason why I remember is that at a point I was like, why am I not sad? I asked myself, why is that I should be unhappy? But I realized that curse had been erased. May you be happy in your life. May you be happy. It's not money. I'm telling you, it's not money. There are people who have money. There's food in the fridge. They are bored with the fridge. Very bored. The curse. Anyway, so these are the things. Now listen. I shared with you top Bible curses. One of them is what? The curse on idol worshippers. If you worship idols, you are cursed. There's a curse on you. I don't need to curse you. You have an image you bow to, something you believe, whatever. When you sleep, you put it under your bed. You put it under your pillow. You see, it's a curse. You're cursed already. Something is beginning to work against you. It has started without you seeing. It's a matter of time you realize that. Because the end of sin is when death comes. When sin is completed, then you see the boom. Then you see the thing. So it has started. Deterioration has started, but you don't know. There's a curse on you already. I just want you to know. Those of you who have things, there's a curse on you already. You have gone for things. There's a curse. It's working. It's working on you. The curse for those who dishonor fathers and mothers. Your father, your mother, you don't honor them. We speak about it. Fathers and mothers, honor them. Please honor them. They birthed you. Honor them. All right? Do you know why somebody is a mother? It's not because 15-year-olds give birth. The reason why they are mothers is because they have given birth. Even if they are young, they have brought forth that child. That's all. So when you grow up and you realize that your mother is just 15 years ahead of you, don't say that, but you are young. They have caused you to exist. Even though the difference is not so much, they have caused you to exist. You don't expect that your father is 30 years ahead of you before you respect your father. No. The fact that they can, because I'm sure that from the age of 12, 13, a man can impregnate a woman. And a woman can give birth. Some ladies have given birth at the age of 13. And that's all. Tell somebody, that's all. That's all. Wabaya mami, wabaya papa. That's all. And that's it. When you grow up and you realize that your mother gave birth to you at the age of 13, don't despise her. Yes. Now you are going back into her life and say, now that is why. That's why my man cannot stay with you. You are promiscuous. Look at there. You gave birth to me at the age of... You see, one right there. your beak, eh? You have started poking into things. You see, you have become some way. Mothers, honor them. And fathers, do you understand it? And those who dishonor fathers and mothers, they are cursed. There's a curse on you. Huh? You fight with your parents in the house. You fight with your pastors. You fight with your appointed men of God. Be careful. Be careful. When Absalom was fighting with his father, a curse was already against him. You know, he almost succeeded. You people, we've not read the story. I want you to sometimes read the Bible as a story. Do you know, let me tell you. When you go into the account of Absalom and all that, you wonder how things went bad. It shouldn't have been, because he's ousted the father out of the palace. The man had run out. How did he fail? He had run out of the palace. He had gone away with all the people that could help him. He was running away. He had gone. So the son had taken over the palace to the point that was the night they told her, sleep with one of your father's concubines on top of. So they set up a tent where everybody can see, and then they made one of the father's concubines enter. Watch the sexy pants, you know. She just entered with a sexy pants. Ah, we have seen the concubine wearing some sexy panties and entered the tent there. But the king is not around. Then they will see that Absalom is wearing some morning coat and is also entering. You know, you can just picture it. How do you think, Reverend Alex, how do you think that account was written? Because the lady had to enter. They staged it. The lady has to enter. It's not like they are going to have any board meeting. The lady entered wearing things that you say, addressy. Then the man has also come wearing just morning coat. And he has also entered the room. And then he comes out after, depending on the time. He comes out sweating. You're sweating. And then the lady also comes out. He's also stretching. Look at that. Everything is over. Everybody knows that the man has taken over the palace. But some way, somehow, it couldn't work. A curse was he was cursed from the very beginning. You know, your life can be cursed from the onset because of the decisions you've taken. HIV takes some years for it to manifest. It's like a curse ready to just explode. But it's a matter of time. It takes time. Some people are going about juicy faces, juicy bottoms, juicy everything. Some men are even chasing them, but they are loaded with, you know, nuclear weapons inside them. They are nuclear weapons. They themselves. They are nuclear what? Weapons. Ready to kill. That's all. They are killers. They are biological killers. They just come to me, baby, and you are dead. I understand what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you don't know how these things work. And that's what the Bible says. You dishonor mothers and fathers. And many people today, even Christians, cannot decipher. And they are not able to see when fellow Christians they look like Christians. They talk like Christians, but they are devils. When they are wrong, you can't see it. You are a Christian. That's why when I'm preaching, I'll tell you, this is wrong. Because sometimes the young people, they don't understand. Try and stay away from some things. It is not your place. Be with David. That's what you have to do. There are always two options. Be with David. What did David say? David said the last born, Solomon, should be king. Don't join Adonijah. David is the father. He says, I want Solomon, the last one. The guy that came with the lady that we had an affair with and then killed her husband. The baby died and went to marry her and slept with her again. She got pregnant. That should be the king. Why are you changing it? Why do you want Adonijah? Because he's the firstborn. He's this. You are cursed. Adonijah will die. Your time will come. You will die. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's how Adonijah died. By the way, I'm just saying a lot of things. Try and then go and do the Bible study on it. All the things I've said, they are just headlines. You need to study it and understand. Number three was what? What was the number three? Deceivers. Don't deceive. You deceive people. A lot of you ladies are deceivers. Do you know that? Deceivers are cursed. Every deceiver here is cursed. I want you to know. You like deceiving men. Hello? You like deceiving men. You deceive. And men cannot see through. And you have deceived many. A lot of ladies are deceivers. They deceive a lot of men. You see, a lot of ladies, I see you, I say, look, we just don't want to go into things. The things you have, where did you get them from? Hello? Please sit up, sit up, sit up, brother, sit up. Sister, sit well. Where did you get them from? The hair that is on your head, where did you get it from? The shoes you are wearing, where did you get them from? The phone you are using, you should be using some normal phone. You see latest iPhone. You are using iPhone 13, iPhone 4. Who bought it for you? What activities went on before you got that phone? You know, listen, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. You see, I'm not preaching about this, but I'm telling you, your deception is so obvious. You don't even know it's so obvious. And some men have also posted themselves that they want to be deceived, but they are deceiving you more. They have said, oh, you think you are deceiving me? I'm deceiving you more. So, deceive to deceive. Nah? Deceive to be deceived. Hello? And the Bible says that curse is the one that deceives. Do you get it? Curse be the deceiver. And when you look at the account of, that's Malachi chapter 1 verse 14. When you look at the account of the serpents. Wow! Clap your hands. Let's welcome Bishop Emmanuel Obey. What a shock! Bishop Emmanuel, you are welcome. Excited to see you. Hallelujah. You know the way my face lighted? When a man of God comes, that's how your face will be lighted. Amen. Yeah. Curse be what? The deceiver. You are deceiving people. You're a girl, you are into deceiving. Deceiving here, deceiving there. You are using your breast to deceive people. Hey. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it. The people are... Hey. You see, some people, they know the weapons they have. So they use them. To deceive. They know that if they shake, Lord, Charlie, people will be trembling. So they move around and they check. There's a lady. And she was in a nursing school. Hello, nurses. Hello. Listen. And hello. Shh. Hey, brother. Hey. Sit down. You have to sit down. Listen, this story, they told me from her office because I knew the staff there, they were my friends. They said that this lady, when a big man comes to the office, they said there's a way the buttocks rise up. I didn't say, I'm sorry. I have to just describe it this way. They said that somewhere, somehow, because she was one of the second, like the heads and all that. So I hear when a big man comes to the office and she's going around, somewhere, somehow, it's like, there's some magnet that pulls it up. It stands in a particular way and everybody sees it in the office. Hey! Hey! Look. This lady. I don't have to continue the story. This lady. A real person I knew. I know her. She did it to a certain place. She's not even in Ghana now. That is what she did to go. Oh, yes. And the person who took her there. When she arrived there, no, she left the person because she needed curse be what? Let me see that. Your life is already cursed. Do you know that you are walking around, you don't know you're already sentenced. Why? The Bible says that. John chapter 10, verse 35. Listen to this. The Bible says that. It says that if you say you are God, then scripture cannot be broken. Scripture cannot be broken. No. Curse is the deceiver. Unless you want to say that the scriptures are not working and can't work. But it says scripture cannot be broken. So it will come to pass. It will definitely come to pass, I promise you. Are you there? Beautiful. Now the next one. Let's continue. I'm giving, my time is almost up. The curses on disobedient people. People who are disobedient. Disobedient to what? To the word of God. I showed you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass, If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all the things which I've commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Go to verse 24, verse 25. He says that, but if you shall not hearken, it shall come to pass. Look at that. Go down. I just want you to see it. Sometimes when I'm quoting that, you say like, oh, new Bible, no more. Please give it to us. Verse 15. Let me read it. Open your, go into your Bible. The laptop is slowing us. Are you there? Look at that. Let us all read it. I want all of us to read it. Read it. Right, 1, 2, let's go. Please read it out loud with, on top of your lungs. Let it come out like a jet spark coming out of you. Read it with strength. 1, 2, let's go. Which I have commanded you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you, and shall what? They shall overtake you. Hey! Curses that they arrive on you, and then they run ahead of you. Meanwhile, in Isaiah 45, it says that, I will go before you. And it says what? All the gates of brass, he will crash and break all the gates of brass. This one, a curse is going before you to make gates and iron, brass, iron, brass gates for you. You cannot penetrate. Look at that. Curses go before you. God says that. That's why some people, God does not go with you. God is not ahead of you. God does not go before you. Your journey, there are some journeys. God is not with you. A curse is rather ahead of you. Go to Isaiah 45, you'll see it. The anointed person who's in the will of God, who is not cursed, the Bible says, he's talking about Cyrus the anointed. And I'll go before you. He'll go before you. That is when things work. That is when there is peace in your life. The curse that is operating is because God is not with you. Because you don't obey God, you are disobedient. Are you a pastor who is disobedient? I'll go before thee and I'll make all crooked paths. Look, it's a prayer I always pray. I don't know whether you've heard me pray that. I pray for that. I said, go before. It's a prayer I pray on particular. I said, God will go before and make all crooked paths, because they are crooked paths. Go before you. What is going before you? A curse? A curse or God? Why did God say this? I'll go before you. I will make all crooked paths straight. And I'll break in pieces gates of brass. Because God has not gone before you. That's why some doors are not open. Can't you see? Ask your neighbor, now where you want? What's one time when you're so one? Be so near the chalet. What's one time when you're so one? Can't you be? God has come to show you things. So today, look, may you have spiritual eyes to see. May you have spiritual ears to hear. Because God is changing your life from today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for the Lord. I want my life to be a life of no curses. No curses. Be obedient. Disobedient people are operating under a curse. A curse will be on you. And a curse will go before you. Charlie, it's one of the things you should pray for. If your presence does not go with us, if God's presence is not going with you, and it's not going before you because a curse is with you, where are you going? Why are you moving? Why are you moving in curses and operating in curses and operating under a curse? May every curse in your life be neutralized by obedience. Amen. The curse. The next one. The curse on non-tithers. The curse that comes on non-tithers. You may be sitting by somebody who is cursed. Look at the nearest person. You won't see it on the face, but may God open your eyes. You'll be surprised that somebody by you is a cursed person. Why? The Bible says in Malachi chapter number 1, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Give us from 8 to 10. The Bible says, are you there? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. Huh? But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Go to 9. Verse 9. They said that. You see, today, it's difficult for people to say that you are cursed with a curse. That my duty as a pastor, look at my face. You know I've told you. Look at me. As I tell you that there's something wrong with your life. A curse is operating in your life because you are not paying a tithe. The tithe is not being paid. And that's what priests, we are not able to say as pastors. Look at the prophet saying, you are cursed with a curse. Pure and simple. We are blessing people who are not blessed. Blessing people who are not blessed. People get huge sums of money. Instead of paying tithe, they come with thanksgiving offering. Pay your tithes. Pay your tithes. You don't pay tithes. That's why you are cursed. You will always lack. There will be something wrong with your life all the time. Yeah. That's why certain things are happening to people you don't understand. The basic rudimentary principles of the Bible have been disobeyed. Disobedience to the word. You are cursed with a curse. The tithe is for church. The tithe is for this church. It's for this church that God is. You see, you give your offerings online. But you come to church, there's something wrong. That's not your church. Your tithe, you pay your tithe here. This is your church. This is where you pay. The right thing to do is to pay your tithe in the church that you are in. You know, yesterday myself and Reverend Eric were looking at some things. We're talking about something. We talked about something. Say, look at these people. Look at this. So we saw that one of them, and I said something. I said, this is it. This is something. I said, this is 1, 2, 3. And the thing, the feature was tight. That is what has made the person's life different. Different from some others. I said, perhaps that is because the faithfulness level of title was different. This title I'm talking about, it is not a one-off thing. Your lifestyle. It's not like one lie will kill you. One lie can kill you. But see, your lifestyle can be lying. You are into lying. So it's like a string of lies. Just like not tithing. It's not your lifestyle. You pay tithe twice in a year, and you pay again twice in another year. Many people here don't pay tithes. I'm telling you, you don't pay your tithes. And you are cursed with a curse. It's a top Bible curse. Top. Say top. You see, people are not saying that. I know you will say it, because you don't want it. Tell somebody, top. Where are they? Top. Shout it, top. The top Bible case. It's not one of the least Bible cases. The top. Do this. Top. It's a term you must know to use. Top. Not just for cases. Things are. There are certain things that are on top. This one is what? Top. Top. Don't pay your tithes. You are not a correct Christian. You have not been trained well. Then we have not trained you well. Either you are disobedient or we have not trained you well. Pastors. When you see members, percentile leaders, teach them. Save church. Save church. Every child there should have a card. We train them. We train you to pay tithes. We train the children to pay tithes. Where are they going to get money from? They should have a tithe card. You don't have a job. Get a card. Pay one city. Find one city every month and pay your tithes. Because you are operating under a curse. There's nothing that we can do about it. I can't do anything about it. It's a curse that has been written before I was born. Is there for people who would fall into this category. That's why teaching is good. You know, the anointing brings teachings. The anointing. The anointing, the first sign of the anointing is not the power to fall down. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Because he has anointed me to preach. To preach words that are tempered with oil. Anointing. So these words are tempered with oil. Anointed for words. Tell somebody, anointed for words. Words, preaching. And I'm preaching to you. Teaching you. You pay your tithes to avoid curses. A top Bible curse. Top. What? Top. That's it. Start paying your tithes. Start. It's a lifestyle. Like stealing. Like lying. You can change it and start paying tithes every month. Yes. And stop operating under a curse. The curse of poverty will be broken. You are sentencing yourself to a lifetime of poverty. Anyway, let me continue. I have just 2 minutes to finish. I told you I won't preach. I told you. Disobedient people. I want to give you one more. Or two. The curse. on false preachers. False preachers. People who preach falsely. They don't preach the truth. They don't preach the truth. Galatians chapter 1 verse 18. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be what? Accursed. Huh? Are you there? Galatians 1:8. If another gospel is preached unto you, another gospel. Preachers use the word of God and twist the word. And according to the Bible, they are cursed. Sometimes you see people, because they want to talk about somebody, something that people have done in their life, they take a scripture and twist the scriptures. And someone says, do I have no father? There's this thing about spiritual fathers, they are wrong. And you have taken, you have eaten this poison. You have received this poison that somebody who is backsliding or backsliding is saying that there's nothing about a spiritual father. This thing about spiritual fathers and being a spiritual son is not true. That's a false message. It's been in the Bible, having fathers. Yeah. And many of you here, you are just church members. You are not children. I know. I can't come and tell you that you are not. You are just a church member. You have not made yourself a child, a son or a daughter of the house. There are people here who have not made themselves sons and daughters, but they come to church. And we know a child, we know a son. A son abided forever. You be a son, a real son. A real son flows in a certain way. And people preaching certain things in certain things and in certain ways, twisting the truth. The Bible says they are cursed. They are cursed. I heard somebody talk about the anointing. So touch not my anointing. People are using this to sin. Are you the corrector? Are you the one who has been brought to correct? So because somebody has heard and has made a mistake because he was anointed, you are rebuking the scripture and saying that they are using it for what? Hey, you are bold, pal. And you are also very cursed, pal. But you just don't know. Your big mouth. Huh? Your big mouth is cursed already. Your tongue will cleave on top of your mouth. You will not speak. One day you can't speak. Your tongue will cleave there. Pah! Atari, it will never come down. False preachers. People who twist the truth. So if you are here and you use the truth, you twist the truth to get money from people. Get money from church members. Get money. Twist the truth. You know, the Bible says that you have to bring money into my life. Bring money here. Listen. That's not it. That's why I mean, if when we talk about blessing the man of God, I will teach you and I will leave you to do it. You must know to do it. So that's what we'll teach you. We're not twisting scriptures to bring money to any. No, never. And if you do that, it is a curse. That's why a man of God will not live his life. A real man of God does not celebrate gifts. I've learned that. I'm not here to celebrate gifts. Gifts. As long as you are not a true man of God, you are celebrating gifts. Gifts. No. A man of God is an agent of change. Oh, I didn't hear you say amen. A man of God is an agent of healing. It's an agent of salvation. Yes, an agent of change and salvation for your life. May the Lord help you to see the things that you must see. May the Lord help you. You are here, you use the scriptures wrongly. Maybe you are abusing scripture. You are a false preacher. You see, you must preach the word. Preach everything you are preaching is the word. That's why every point we give, there's a scripture. I believe in curses. It's in the Bible. I believe in it because we can't explain certain things. It's just a curse. A curse is operating. Yeah. May you not operate under a curse. Look at your neighbor and say, are you operating under a curse? Ask your neighbor, by the way, are you a tither? Do you pay your tithes? Huh? Look at your neighbor. Pay tithes. You move about every day. You sit in a car, you are not afraid that you have not paid your tithes. You are not afraid that you have not paid your tithes as you are moving around. You are not afraid. Hey! Hey! And you too, you are following that man who doesn't pay tithes. This is the man you are following. This is the man you are following. You are going to marry such a man. The day he will say he won't give you chop money, you will know. Even God, he's not giving God's money to him. How much more chop money? Show you pepper, you will see. When the day comes, you say, oh God, remember me, or save me. Say, hey, you've forgotten when he was not paying tithes, you were following him. How can you be confident to follow somebody who does not pay tithes? How? And who didn't achieve it? I was going to say something, but I won't say it. How many of you want to neutralize curses? Remember, a curse is a negative picture. Continual sorrow. A picture of demotion. Being reduced. May your life not be reduced into nothing. May your life not be reduced into nothing from today. May that not be your case. Yes. May God promote you. May every curse in your life be erased. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you excited about the message? I have a lot. I've told you that I am not preaching for long. All right? So we'll continue next Wednesday. We'll continue. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet. Oh, keep clapping your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Father, we thank you for today. We bless you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Everybody said, amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.